Let's go geocaching.
This is it. It's time for the Where Is It Now Geocaching Podcast, where you can escape the muggles in your life for almost, but not quite, 30 minutes. This podcast is sponsored by the 4-State Geocaching Society and was recorded at Digital Planet Studios near Joplin, Missouri. Now let's welcome our host, Where Is It Now?
Hey, good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful Saturday morning, unless you're listening to this later than it came out. A couple things. This episode is supposed to be about the Great Race. And my news on that is we're not quite ready. We need one more week. And I have a feeling it will launch before the next episode comes out a week from today. Melissa Jo is going on vacation, and she has really been cramming to get ready for this. She does have her trackable. She has it set up with all the right information, and so do I. And she really wanted to hide her own cache for this race that would be near her home. So she went today and got the coordinates, but, who knows how long it'll take. It might get approved in an hour, and it might get approved in 3 days, and it could be in position of a mystery cache. So until it's actually active, obviously we can't release all the information. So that's what we're waiting on this week. We will launch next week. Now, the race will probably start in between because a week from today, she's going to be on vacation. So we have next week, or at least the first few days of next week, to actually both drop our travel bugs and start the race. So I will keep you guys posted. Maybe what I should do is have a special broadcast just about, and we're off, right? The race is off. I have created a page where you can track the progress and see the map of where each trackable has gone and where it is now. If you go to whereisitnow.org, you will see a tab called The Great Race. And when you go there, that's where it is. Now, the information that's there now is fake. It's just what I was entering in order to test out the page. So it shows that, Melissa's has traveled 4,500 miles. If you log in and see that, the race hasn't started yet, but soon it will. And you'll be able to see the map of the travel bugs. Mine, all I did was visit my cache, which is in my front yard, and that started the map with 0 miles. So at least you can see a blank map there. And that's another way you'll know. When I drop it, it will show something on the map, at least. Anyway, that's the information. I think I will try to do a special broadcast just for the beginning of the race. Now, Joshua, the geocaching blogger, you live really close to Melissa. So you could be her best friend and go get the thing and take it closer to me than it will be now. And the best route to get things moving is for you is to go towards Ames, Iowa, and then it'll head down to Kansas City and then down to me. But you can go any way you want. Anybody that's listening, when you pick up a trackable that's in a race, check the cache you're going to drop it in and make sure that people go there. Like if it only gets one visit every 3 months, probably not the best cache to drop a racing trackable, or for that matter, any trackable in, really. But Joshua, you don't have to. I mean, if you picked it up in Savage and took it to Minneapolis or Bloomington, it'd be a little closer and be on its way, but whatever. So anyway, I'll keep you guys posted on how the race is going. In the meantime, I had another subject to talk about, and it's something I talked about a little bit back in 2020. And I want to talk about it again, and that's Clubhouse. Now, Clubhouse is an audio only app where you can enter virtual rooms and discuss certain topics. And the topic I seem to discuss most is geocaching or sound things that have to do with music and studios. But there's a couple of geocaching, they call them rooms or houses, and that you can go to and meet with other geocachers around the world. Now, back when I was active on Clubhouse, and I plan to get active again, when I was active on Clubhouse, there were several houses, even though they didn't call them that back then, but there were several houses about geocaching. One is mine, the Where Is It Now podcast, but I haven't hosted anything in that house for a couple of years. I plan to get started again. Then there's a couple of others. Several of them are in the United States, but one of them is mainly European and mainly Germans. And I happened when I saw the German, I didn't know who it was, but I saw the room popped up. It says, your friends just started a room. Do you want to go join them? And I said, yes. And there were five people in the room, and one of the people may have been from America or somewhere, like, he wasn't from Britain. I don't know, but his English was impeccable, so I'm thinking he may have been from the United States. But everybody else, as far as I know, is from Germany. And this guy thinks American must be, he was speaking German too. Everybody in the room was speaking German, which they tend to do in that room. And I don't blame them. I mean, if I start a room, I'd speak in English because that's my language. But what's beautiful about you people from Germany and from Europe in general is the minute I came in, they welcomed me in English. And without saying a word to anybody, they all switched to English. And until I left, at least, the rest of the meeting was in English. Europeans are awesome about that. They know more than one language, and they aren't crappy about it when somebody pops in and they have to switch languages. So thank you for that, first of all. But here's some interesting news. I typed Clubhouse in the Google search bar in the middle of the page instead of in the address bar at the top, which would have just taken me to Clubhouse. And so it Googled Clubhouse. And the first thing that popped up, I had to really read a couple of times. This is interesting. Now, remember 2020. Remember how it was. We were all, most of us, isolating ourselves. Many of us weren't going to work. Many businesses were closed. Thank goodness mine did not have to close. But it was a time when people weren't really out and about. You were wearing masks for the most part if you were outdoors. And in the very beginning, you were nervous about it. I mean, you were nervous about COVID no matter which side of the fence you are now. I remember the first geocache I got when I went outdoors at COVID. It was an outdoor cache that hadn't been found in 60 days, and I wore gloves, rubber gloves, plastic gloves, because we didn't know yet. We didn't know how you would catch it and if you were going to die, and so we were really careful. But during that time, I'm not sure that Clubhouse launched then, but somewhere during that thing. And I think the article I read said 2021 was at its heyday. And since then, today versus 2021, it's down. The logins, the people active, down 93%. That's almost over. And the people that own it or run it or whatever said, well, it's because people were isolating and many more people were meeting with Zoom and virtually, and this just naturally fit that. And I get that. And that's honestly why I got off is because I started going place in person and meeting people in person. And I didn't have to rely on Clubhouse to be my only connection to people outside my home that geocache. So what am I saying about it? Clubhouse is still there. It's down a lot. And it's funny. A lot of competitors were created in the space when it was on fire. And I think all of them still exist, but Clubhouse is still active. And even with only 7% of the people that used to be active, or all the people active 93% less, it's still an amazing format and way to communicate with people around the world about any given subject. So my advice, go to your App Store or Google Play and download Clubhouse for your phone. It's an app, and it may take a second to figure out how to use it, but there's a search thing. Search for geocaching and just either join or apply to join everything about geocaching. And soon somebody will create a meeting and it will notify you by text or email or something. I can't remember how it does it. It will notify you that a new room has started. Do you want to join? And you click join or cancel. And if you wait too long, it just cancels automatically for you. I had a good time during that meeting. And one of the things that I'd forgotten and I was surprised about was that many of those, there was only five, but they knew me. And they were talking about listening to the podcast and what was going to be on the one that I'm recording now. And I said, I'm not sure yet, but there definitely will be one. And I forget sometimes the people I've had personal contact with in other countries and around the world that listen to the podcast regularly. And if you're one of those people, I want to thank you. If you're anyone that listens regularly, I want to thank you. And I would appreciate it if you haven't yet to go to our Instagram, the Where Is It Now podcast, and follow us and like some things if you want to. I'm happy to follow you back. And I'm just thankful for you guys, I guess is what I wanted to say. Now, it did spark something else in me, is that I've really had some issues lately coming up with topics and guests. And I said, hey, we would love to have you guys on the podcast. And several of them from Germany, who spoke good English, said, I'd be happy to. So you can expect in the future that we're going to have some guests from Europe. Some of those people may have been from Poland or some other places, but they were all speaking German, whatever the deal was. So there's that. Clubhouse, check it out. Now, here's a question. Can I do Clubhouse on my computer? Sort of, but really it wants to use an app. I like to use it on my iPad because it's big and you'll be able to see everybody that's in the house or the room. You can read their bio, see what clubs they join and all the things. And there's a lot of information there. And then there's a lot of people selling stuff. I learned that early on. You'll see all these people that have 1 to 2 podcasts a day, every morning and every night. And those people are monetizing Clubhouse, which I don't think there's anything wrong with that. In fact, I hired a social media consultant that was really expensive for a couple of visits, their virtual visits of consulting. And I learned a lot from them. But it started out, and what was funny is they gave free information out every day. But then if you had more info, you could check into them and ask them and you could pay them. And honestly, after that, I went back to listening for free. I've never had anybody selling anything in geocaching. It's all been the talk about geocaching. Okay, well, I think that's all for this week. I'm going to come back. I have to leave town tomorrow and I'm going to come back. And as soon as we get everything situated, we'll launch the race, the first ever podcast Great Race, and we'll see how it goes. I have no idea, but we'll see how it goes. Listen, you guys, if you want to be on the podcast, send me an email to podcast@whereisitnow.org, and we will get you on. And also, if you think you're somewhere in Europe and you want to do a race with me, we could do that too, although I see my trackables go to Europe and never come back. So I don't know if you could win that race getting back here, but maybe, maybe. I'll see you guys next week. Remember, go geocaching. Take a friend. See ya.
You've been listening to the Where Is It Now Geocaching Podcast. Please subscribe, rate us 5 stars in your reviews, and tell your friends about the podcast. Now, be good lads and lassies and go and find a geocache.